At the end of Parashas Kisavo, we find the Lom Tochacha. The things that Chalila can happen to Klal Yisrael if they're not shomer Torah mitzvot properly. But in the midst of the Tochacha, the Torah seems to give another reason for why these Klalos can come. A very different reason. Something that we would not have imagined. The Pasuk says, Tachas Hashem lo avadta es Hashem lo'kecha besimcha v'tuv levav meirov kol. Because you didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu besimcha, with joy, and v'tuv levav, and with goodness of heart, meirov kol, when you had an abundance of good. That's why the Tochacha is going to come. All the challenges and the difficulties are going to come because you don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with simcha and tuv levav. How do we understand such a concept? Is that really the reason for Tochacha to come? Now, if we were to leave it that in lo sishmuli, you don't listen to me, you don't do the mitzvahs, you don't learn properly, you're not shomer mitzvahs properly, that's when the Tochacha comes. At least it would make sense. It would be painful, but it would make sense. But the Torah says that's not the reason for the Tochacha. The reason is that you didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha v'tuv levav. You were doing mitzvahs, but it wasn't b'simcha. That's the reason for the Tochacha. How do we understand such a concept? Before the Torah presents us with the Tochacha, it first promises us brachas. Brachas that we receive if we are shomer Torah mitzvahs properly. Baruch ata va'ir, baruch ata v'sade, baruch privitnecha, privahemtecha, priyad masecha. You'll have bracha all over, ba'ir, basada, health, nachas from children, financial prosperity in the fields, in the cattle. Brachas of gashmis. The Torah promises us material bracha if we observe mitzvahs properly. At first glance, this is puzzling. We know Chazal say at the end of the first parak in Kiddushin, that Tzchar Mitzvah B'Hai Al Malekah, that reward for mitzvahs is not given in this world, that's for the next world. So why does the Torah promise us material bracha? Brachas of Gashmias? Those are brachas of this world. Prosperity, health, nachas. These are brachas of this world, they're not brachas of the next world. Why does the Torah promise us material bracha for keeping Torah mitzvahs properly? The Rambam asked this kashin of his tshuva in Perek Tes. And he gives an answer. He gives a fundamental yesod as an answer. The Rambam says, Avada, certainly the ikar schar for mitzvahs is in the next world. It's not here. But the Torah promises us that if we observe mitzvos besimcha, if we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with happiness, if we learn Torah properly, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remove He's going to remove all of the impediments that make it more difficult for us to serve Him. Like choli and milchama and ra'av, like sickness and war and hunger. All the challenges of life. He'll remove all of the difficulties, all of the impediments, all of the things that make it more difficult for us to serve Him. And He'll be mashpia shefa bracha. He'll give us all the brachas we need that make it so much easier to serve Him. Like shalom, v'shalva, and ribay kesef, v'zohav, like inner peace and contentment and financial prosperity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us all of these brachas that will be easier for us to serve Him. We'll be able to learn Torah with Yeshiva Das, Milchas HaNefesh. It'll be a lot easier. All of the brachas gashmis that we have in this world are given for a purpose. They're not an end unto themselves. They're not the schar for the mitzvahs. They're given for a different tachlis. The tachlis of all of the brachas and gashmias are to help us serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make it easier for us to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam continues that if chalila, we don't use the brachas properly to serve Hashem, so then maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take them away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take the brachas away, because if we show that we don't understand the purpose of all the brachas in the first place, then chalila, He might take them away. And Dr. Rambam, that's what the pasuk means when it says, "Tachas Hashem avadtos Hashem lokecha besimcha v'tuv levav meirov kol." If you don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with simcha, with the tuv levav, when you had so much, so then the tochacha comes. Because if we don't know how to use the brachas, if we show that we don't appreciate what the tachlis of the brachas really is, so then chalila HaKadosh Baruch Hu might take the brachas away, and then it will be more difficult for us to serve Him. this pasuk teaches us a fundamental yisod, and that is we should never forget what the goal of material bracha is all about. What's the purpose of the material bracha? It's not an end unto itself. It's just a means. It's a means to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch. Someone who keeps this in mind has a different perspective in life. It gives us a different sense of direction. A person who appreciates the purpose of brachas and gashmius, so he understands that he's not supposed to just enjoy the gashmius of life. It's not given to him just to derive pleasure. But rather, he has to have a measured approach to life. Even when he does engage in gashmius, he has to have a measured approach. Like the Rambam writes in a different context, in Hilchos Deos, at the end of Paragimel, that when a person eats and drinks, he shouldn't just think, I want to be nene. I want to enjoy the food. I take an interest in the food. It's something that I care about, that's like important to me. It's a nice hobby, right? It's something that I spend time on. That's not the way to look at it. Of course, a person has to enjoy what they eat. You don't enjoy what you eat, then you don't want to eat. But when a person eats and drinks, he should be thinking, I'm eating because I want to be healthy. I want to eat the right food. I want to eat the right food so I'll be healthy. I'll be able to serve at the Baruch. That's the goal of the eating and the drinking. Of course, we have to enjoy it a little bit, but sometimes it's taken to such an extreme, we lose perspective. Someone who understands what the food is there for, what all the gashmis is for, he eats in a measured way. A little bit of hana, but just a little. Fundamentally, he's eating to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu so that he'll be able to be healthy, be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. A person who engages in parnasa with the proper perspective, so he realizes that the goal is not, as the Rambam says, to make a lot of money. Likbots mamon harbe. That's not the goal in life. I want to make a lot of money. That's not a goal. That's not the proper goal. The proper goal is to feel that I want to be mefarnes, my bnei bayis. I want to support my family properly so that they'll be able to live a comfortable lifestyle, a toradical lifestyle, not an extravagant lifestyle, but a lifestyle that makes it easier for them to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the goal. That's how a person has to approach parnasa. And someone who looks at parnasa that way won't overwork. He'll manage his time properly. He won't cheat in business. He'll give tzedakah because he understands where the parnasa is coming from. He realizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one giving him parnasa in the first place. And he appreciates what the tachlis of the parnasa is all about. It's only given to him. All the financial prosperity he has is given to him to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just a means. It's not an end unto itself. We live in a world that is just overflowing with materialism. But just take a look at the ads, even in the Jewish magazines, that try to grab our attention by exciting us, right? Making us, trying to attract our desire for physical pleasure. That's what all the ads are trying to do, whether it's food or vacations or luxury homes. That's what it's all about. Right? They're making an appeal to our base instincts. It's so difficult in such a culture to maintain the proper perspective of what is it and what is talking about. So, so difficult. That's the world that we live in. Chodesh Elul is a time to recalibrate. It's a time to refocus and to regain a proper sense of priorities. Chodesh Elul is a time to rededicate ourselves to live for a higher purpose. If we show that we understand the purpose of all the material bracha that we're given, that we understand we have the proper perspective on how it's supposed to be used, then hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mashpia on us even more bracha. And he sees how we use the bracha, and he'll continue to give us bracha. And hopefully he'll even give us extra bracha. Shabbos.